This is an experimental forest that was established by the U.S. Forest Service in the mid-1950s in the White Mountains of New Hampshire to study everything there was to know about the water budget for forested areas in New England.
And give us some examples. What sort of things are happening there today?
I think the most visible finding from our long-term studies was the discovery of acid rain that occurred in 1963 when the first sample that we collected of rain was about 100 times more acidic than we thought it should be. But there have been other studies that have led to important findings and management implications. For one, we found that clear cutting of a forest set about a whole series of chemical reactions primarily associated with nitrogen, and that this was not known or expected. So this was an effect that has to be dealt with in terms of managing forests and harvesting forests. We've done a lot of work trying to understand how we can harvest forests better and reduce that loss of critical nutrient nitrogen. And then most recently, we've been putting together long-term studies to try to better understand what climate change is causing. And there are a number of things that we find. The forest is getting wetter. There's more precipitation every year on average. The amount of snow depth is less. We have a lot more sleet and rain in the wintertime. And, of course, that affects recreational activities such as skiing and activities like that that people want snow on the ground. And so we've done a lot of things over the – we've now done 53 continuous years of study. And our records of precipitation chemistry and streamwater chemistry are the longest in the world.
How would you describe the role that this sort of place-based study plays in diagnosing environmental problems?
Well, it's the long-term nature, the fact that we have these long-term records. Even a record of 5 or 10 years may be misleading in terms of what the trend actually is. We have many examples of that. So even though it's only one place, the long-term records give us insights that we couldn't obtain any other way. And so this place-based site becomes then extremely valuable as a beacon for what is happening environmentally across the region.
Are there any challenges facing Hubbard Brook?
Oh, of course. Continued funding. We've had continuous funding from the National Science Foundation for our studies since 1963. But it's always difficult in a tighter funding for research cycle to keep the research going. The generation of new and good ideas, we've just put in a proposal to the National Science Foundation for a big study to continue at Hubbard Brook, which has been funded. So we're on a track to continue for a long time, I hope.
And finally, give us an example of something that you guys are working on there today.
As I mentioned, climate change is something that we're very interested in, determining the dimensions of climate change on the forest, on streams, on lake and the valley, on animals. There's a lot of effort going on in that regard. And then trying to understand how the long-term effects of disturbance play out over time. So a disturbance that happened maybe in 1920, such as the cutting of the forest, which did happen in this area, how does that have a legacy effect on the way the forest functions today?